Heavenly Father, we made a very serious commitment in your presence and in your name today. And we pray, Lord, you would help us to take that to heart, but also feed and nourish our faith as we study your word, that would encourage us today in the living out of what we have said and promised. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Obviously, it makes a lot of sense to launch this significant year right at the beginning of the new year season. And you might be looking for some direction and some encouragement today in the commitments that you've made. Today is the day when you may already have given up on some of your resolutions and remade others and started to review them already. If you're honest this morning, you might not know whether you're coming or going. So can I suggest you do both? Can we come together in worship and welcome and witness, as we said? And can we go? And this year is the year for going out to tell people about Christ. Hope you've spotted the new banners around the church buildings over the last few days. The emphasis on them is for you. This one inside still says for him, and it will be removed over the coming weeks. But our focus is outward in this year. An outward focus as a church family. Not trying to reinforce any them and us kind of unnatural division, far from it, but simply to remind us that we are here to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And today is all about good news. Good news for a change is a theme that you're going to hear again and again through 2015. And it's good news that we're going to focus on this morning. Not just good news for those receiving mission, but good news for those participating in the mission of the church. That is for us, who will go out with our beautiful feet. I never thought of them as particularly beautiful, but as we go out with the good news of Christ. And we find that encouragement that we need in Ephesians chapter 1, the reading that Derek read for us this morning. Partly because it is the set reading for today anyway, but also because it has so much to teach us about a sense of mission. Paul was preaching to a church, writing to a church that he was passionate about, people that he was concerned about, but a place also where he had experienced quite a lot of personal pain. But the words, and it's one big breathless sentence of about 200 words that Derek read for us today. Thankfully, he did take a breath as he read it. But in the Greek, it just flows. Not just words for the busy city of Ephesus 2,000 years ago, but easily applied to us at the beginning of Mission 2015. So I want to outline very briefly the good news that this passage holds for us in our mission today. It tells us that it's God's mission. Secondly, it tells us that God's mission is huge and vast. That may seem very daunting, but it gives us this reassurance. The mission is very appealing. It's attractive. It's something that people want and need to hear. And lastly, it gives us the pledge and the reassurance, the guarantee of the Holy Spirit's empowerment as we go out to do this. So let me work through those things in turn. Good news. It's all about God's mission. It's probably quite healthy to qualify this at the beginning of Mission 2015. The mission does not start now, as it were. The mission did not start in 2014 with prayer and preparation. In a way, it's not even just Mission 2015. It is part of the eternal outreach of God. We are part of one big story, a narrative that began even before human concepts of time, before God made time. It's like that beginning of Star Wars with the scrolling text going into the background. But it's not that we're dealing with a galaxy far, far away. The big story that we're in, the epic of God, is eternal. And God has put us in the right place at the right time for mission. He chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. He chose us for a time like this. None of this is accidental. It happens at the plan of God, in the purpose of God. It's not a secret plan. It's something that he has revealed to us. He has made known to us. Paul again says, He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. Nothing casual or accidental about God's call. It's reassuring to me today, I hope to you as well, that there is a master plan, that there is the master's plan. And his plan is revealed to us. His plan is to bring all things in heaven and earth together under one head, even Christ. But the bigness of that vision does not put us off. It's there to fill us with excitement and expectation at what God will do. This passage says in a number of ways, you are a person with a God-shaped, Christ-shaped destiny. We are a church family with a sense of purpose, a sense of identity in Christ, and a sense of purpose in Christ. And God is working here. We began with those powerful hymns reminding us he is here, both historically and in terms of our future. Looking back, Paul says, in love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. In him we were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works everything out in conformity with the purpose of his will. From our human perspective, we can't see back before time. We can't see all the detail that will come in the fulfillment of God. But whichever way we look, we know that God's hand is there. So we know the vastness of God's plan, we know the direction we're moving in, and we know the joy of being invited to participate in this by extending the invitation to others to join with us. For you, we'll keep saying through this year, good news for a change. The good news is that people want to hear this message. It's appealing in the sense of it's attractive. It's appealing in the sense of us issuing an appeal, a call, an invitation to consider the truth of God. I've never watched the program Air Hunters. Anybody admit to that? Daytime TV. My aunt loves it, and she told me about it. And as far as I know, Air Hunters goes a little like this. A group of people discover that there is a will that has not been claimed, and an estate of some person is being broken up. And if possible, these professionals will find possible claimants, and they will give them the invitation to stake their claim, and they make their money as a fee for that. We have been given the opportunity of telling people around this community and further afield that they have the right, should they wish to accept it, that they can be heirs of God, of the riches and the glorious inheritance that God wants to share with us. And we need to go out and tell people that good news. There are people all around us who are missing out because no one has ever told them that good news, that they can accept their right to be welcomed into the family of God. And Paul is very clear and very grateful how good the good news is. Right at the very beginning of that passage, verse 3, he proclaims his gratitude. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. If you need reminding of how good the good news is at the beginning of this new year, just meditate on that verse. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. That's good news. Good news for sharing this year. And as we go out to do that work, to proclaim that, to issue the invitation, the appeal of God, we do so confident of the presence and power of his Spirit. God has already prepared us for this good news ministry. He's been working in our lives. And Paul says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. But he empowers our mission. We don't do this in our own strength. We daren't do it in our own strength. We go with the Holy Spirit empowering our mission. How can we go boldly into this new year? How can we be sure of effective success. Not on a human level, but because the Spirit is with us. Verses 13 and 14, the end of the passage, give that reassurance, the pledge of effective mission, the Holy Spirit. He is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. I hope you're looking forward to what God is going to do among us in 2015. What are we going to see over the coming months? Well, our plan is not just to spend our energies talking about mission or thinking about mission, important as that is. But in the very short term, I'm not going to give you the whole year's schedule today, but just to remind you of some of the key events, you've already heard highlights of them this morning. Sunday evenings, beginning tonight, we'll have a practical series that Harry introduced earlier. Just walk across the room. Practical, simple ways in which you can be encouraged and enabled and equipped to take the opportunities that present themselves day by day, based on Bill Hybels' book and in a sermon series beginning tonight in Marilyn at 6:30. Parish weekend, as Jill has already told us about, a time for building up, a time for refreshment and renewal and fun and fellowship and really incredible teaching, because we know Craig and the ministry he has in Dublin, and we look forward to hearing exciting things that God can do. And then we have Chris Wright coming at the end of the month to share with us. He is an expert in this field, teaching churches across the world about active mission. And we have in March our lead evangelist for later in the year, PJ Booth, back among us. And he will be encouraging us to actively pray, not just for ourselves as we have this morning, but for those whom we love, and the people around us. We pray and pray and pray for them, that they will come to receive their inheritance with us. This year we are going to tell people the good news about Jesus, and people are going to respond. Many people are going to respond, new people, more like Jesus, it says, on one of our Facebook pages, which is set up directly for this mission. Imagine the impact that we could have, that God will have through us this year. There were lots of new toys in our home over Christmas. Possibly too many toys, but I daren't really say that. And obviously, the children needed some assistance in playing with those toys. And Isaac got a box of Domino Express. And it's not just your average set up the dominoes and then knock them down thing. I should have brought some to show you this morning. As the dominoes go down, they trigger the flight of a small aircraft, a rocket launcher. They go downstairs. And there's this brilliant little car thing that you load with dominoes and then it sets them up so you can knock them down again later on. But the basic principle of the domino effect is applied to all kinds of things. Science and to global politics, and in every way we can say the domino effect is pretty obvious. One reaches another. Each one reaches one has been proclaimed in the church for many years. One person tells another person about their faith in Jesus. And imagine the ripple effect, the potential that there is as we reach people this year. I want you to take a look at your watch just now. Have a look at your watch if you're wearing one. Olivia is at the age of 7. She's down there as well this morning. And she is slightly obsessed with the time. So we get asked very often, what time is it? Well, the big hand is about 11, and the big hand is about 12, and the little hand, I can't tell the time. But I do know it's time for mission. It's time for mission at the beginning of this new year. I hope there will be a developing momentum, a sense that, yes, time is passing, and it's important that we are active in mission. The Commissioning Act this morning reminds us of the value of being here, but not staying here. God knows you're coming and you're going. The psalmist tells us that. Give them both to Him this year. The mission of God is good news. He has a plan. He invites us to share in it, both now and eternally. It is about both coming and going for Him this year. The covenant prayer that we've used today was adapted by John Wesley from an earlier prayer. But on this island, the words of St. Patrick's prayer are maybe even better known. I don't want to take away from what we have committed to already as a group today. But I want to close with this prayer for direction and God's leading at the beginning of 2015. Words of Patrick. They're in the first person. I hope we can make us our prayer today. As I arise today, may the strength of God pilot me, the power of God uphold me, the wisdom of God guide me. May the eye of God look before me, the ear of God hear me, the word of God speak for me. May the hand of God protect me, the way of God lie before me, the shield of God defend me, the host of God save me. May Christ shield me today. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit, Christ when I stand, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me.